Okay, my name is Amy Price. I'm a pre-registration pharmacist from Southampton General. I really enjoyed the night. It was nice to have some more information about dementia and revise on the kind of things that we've covered at uni, like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's. I think the most important things that I'll be implementing in my practice from now on is keeping an eye out for anticholinergics and them being used in conjunction with acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, and just basically having a better understanding of pharmacodynamic and kinetic interactions.
Okay, my name's Stacey Cummings and I work as a pre-registration pharmacist at Boots Pharmacy. I really like these evenings just to network with other pharmacists and other GP practitioners, other people that are in the pharmaceutical industry as well. What I'm going to do in my practice is I'm going to talk to all of the healthcare advisors about dementia awareness and about being dementia friendly as well, whether or not they want to do the e-learning that's on the internet and signposting to that. I'm going to look on the prescriptions and just double check all of the medication, check for interactions and talk to my pharmacist about it.
Hello, my name's Edwina and I'm a pre-reg pharmacist at Southampton General Hospital. I really enjoyed this evening's topic of dementia. I thought the two presentations were excellent and actually complemented each other. We had the clinical one to start with and then we had the second one more about dementia awareness and in the community. And how I will change my practice, so in the future when I'm up on the ward I will be more aware of the types of care that dementia patients will need.
Hi, my name is Nia from Cormac. I am a pre-reg at Southampton General Hospital. I really enjoyed the night because I think it was interesting to hear from pharmacists from both community and hospital. And the changes that I make to my practice because of this will be to be more tolerant of people with dementia, listen to them more carefully, speak to them more slowly. Got some good ideas from the video on how to do that. My changes will also include not relying on compliance aids, which was interesting tonight because it's not the answer to all the problems. Also making sure that you have an holistic approach to treating people with Alzheimer's, making sure they have carers and the carers are also able to cope.
Full interview on BookofPharmacist.com.